Hello and welcome back to Uniquely Genetics, a podcast by Sheep Genetics. Today, I'm your host, not Chloe Bunter, rather Kate Rummery. You might recognise my voice from episode 7. Chloe has made the decision to move on from her role as Sheep Genetics Development Officer and pursue other opportunities in industry, which means that the Sheep Genetics team and I will be taking over as host of the podcast to continue our journey together for a greater understanding, piece by piece, of the puzzle that is sheep genetics. As our first episode for 2025, what better time to discuss a resource that can be used throughout the year for selection decisions, MateCell. And what better guest than Chloe Bunter? We couldn't let her go without discussing what is openly one of her favourite parts of the job. Chloe's going to talk to us about MateCell, a software available to our breeders that they use as part of their genetics toolkit. Over the last 3.5 years, Chloe has run training, updated resources, created new training modules, tried and tested endless scenarios, and spent countless hours assisting clients in getting the most out of their breeding programs. From troubleshooting failed runs to explaining results, and our go-to for implementing unique breeding objectives and logistical considerations, Chloe is the perfect guest for today's episode. Welcome, Chloe. Thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thanks, Kate. It's a bit odd being on the other end of the stick, I must admit, as a guest.
Yeah, bit of a different experience, but it's obviously great to have you on to talk about MateCell, being one of your absolute passions in the sheep genetics industry. To kick us off, I was just going to get you to give a bit of background about your role in industry over the years, where you sort of started out, how you got into sheep genetics.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in the central west of New South Wales on a commercial family farm, and we had sheep and cattle and, you know, mixed grains and that type of thing. So I grew up in agriculture, really loving science and really loving talking to people in ag. So when I was choosing my university degree, I went with a Bachelor of Rural Science with the University of New England. Part of this really opened up my eyes to genetics. I'd had a little bit of previous experience with it with one of the studs was our local high school's show team, and they sort of showed me what a pen card was, what ASBVs were, and told me a little bit about it. But I don't think I really understood just the magnitude of how big genetics was in industry until university, going through and doing a couple of units there. I did a few work experience with Agbu, so who run our evaluation. We've had a few guests on the podcast previously from Agbu. And this sort of showed me more of the technical side of genetics rather than application. That was really interesting, but it did cement for me that I wanted to be involved with the producer end. Very luckily for me, in my last year at Rural Science, the Merino Select role became available. So I applied for it and ultimately got it. So I have been the Merino Select Development Officer for Sheep Genetics for 3.5 years. And throughout that role, I've seen a lot of changes, a lot of implementations, and a lot of things happening in industry like indexes and genetic parameters and comp repro and working through all that, which has been really interesting and cool.
Yeah, it's been obviously fantastic to have you as part of the team and working with you for the last little while. So to get into MateCell, what is MateCell?
First and foremost, MateCell is a software tool that helps breeders make selection decisions. That's what it is at its core. I like to call it Tinder for sheep. It's a similar scenario where you provide a list of rams and a list of ewes and a bunch of inputs, and MateCell helps you make selection decisions based on that. It is developed by Brian Kinghorn. So himself and his son Sandy now run it. And sheep genetics is a little bit of a unique case because in other industries, so it's used all across other industries like flowers and pigs and prawns and trees and cattle. But within sheep genetics, we've actually got the license to run it. It plugs directly into our database, so you don't need to supply all the ASBVs or the pedigree, just a list of IDs. And that's a bit of a unique situation. From that, you will be able to put in some of your own information and get a report out that can help you go towards a breeding objective. And I think that's the main objective of MateCell, is sort of how can I make the most of genetic gain towards what I'm looking to do for my flock, and removing some of that unknown or confusion when it comes to making selection decisions of which ram to go with which ewe.
Yeah, very cool. Our Sheep Genetics clients obviously use this tool, and we've just finished a round of training. Do you want to explain a bit more around the training process and what's involved?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we've just finished a round of training. We do training sessions for our breeders. So they do have to pass an assessment at the end of it to regain access. And the reason for that is because mate cell is a tool, it is a very powerful tool. You wouldn't expect you to jump into a truck, for example, and be able to drive it straight away. So we do provide that background, that information, that training for you to properly be able to implement this tool into your breeding objective. It is sort of consistent of three parts. The first being an information session. In this information session, we go through the whole background and the technical applications of mate cell. So what you need to put into it, what we're looking at, what information you're going to need to provide, sort of coming into this with a really good understanding before you even use the program of what you can use it for, its limitations, its benefits, and just an overall understanding. One of the main key features of that information session is understanding the difference between two terms that are really important within mate cell, which is co-ancestry and inbreeding. So co-ancestry, I like to think of it as common genes across a population, so at a flock level. Whereas inbreeding is sort of looking at an individual progeny level. So if a ram and a ewe are mated together, what is the level of inbreeding from that joining? Now, they're not two mutually exclusive ideas. If you are reducing your co-ancestry, you will in turn reduce your inbreeding, but they do work a little bit separately to each other. And the reason that that's important within mate cell is because it's a big driver. We sort of see mate cell as increasing genetic gain while maintaining population diversity. So that's a really important concept of the information session. The practical session is where you actually get to go into the program itself, have a play around. You are taken through with one of the sheep development officers. They upload files, you follow along, you're clicking the buttons yourself. It's a really hands-on learning experience. You learn what all the different buttons do, what all the different parameters are, how to use different scenarios. You go through three or four different scenarios to getting yourself used to the system. And then finally, the assessment. And this is just us testing your ability to be able to use this for those key steps and those key functions. It is a work at your own pace assessment. You have sort of 2 weeks to do it. You can do it at your own time. Call up for help. You're not sort of left to your own devices to do it. But it's really just measuring your ability to perform those major functions. Once you have passed that assessment, you do regain access to the software. And there's a whole bunch of resources that are available to you. There's help documents, definitions, videos, and all of that for you to be able to assist with going forward and using your mate cell runs. But you can also call up Sheep Genetics at any time. If you're, you know, down the track doing your own mate cell run, you can't remember how to turn on a trait pressure or what control type for a trait you want to be using, you're more than welcome to give us a buzz and we'll help you through that as well.
Yeah, it sounds like an amazing tool, but obviously very powerful, so a bit scary to use in some respects.
Yeah, absolutely. And you often find when you've got people who are doing the training for the first time, at the end of their assessment, you often get the comment of, oh, I really enjoy the training, but I feel like I'll need support when I'm going through it for your first time. And you expect that. It's a brand new program to them. And once they get more comfortable with it and they learn what suits their flock best, people can do some really cool things with it and have tried, you know, different mating strategies or implementing different things for their flock and have had a really good result. It's really awesome to see their confidence build when they're using the mate cell program.
Yeah, very cool. So you mentioned that Sheep Genetics has its own sort of portal of mate cells, mm-hmm. So it can draw information from our analysis without you having to provide it all. So what information is mate cell using?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we do have our own portal. Automatically, pedigree and the ASBVs of the traits will be uploaded to mate. So you don't need to provide, you know, a pedigree list or I want to look at these five traits, that type of thing. What you will need to provide is you'll need to come in with a text file or a CSV file of the list of rams you want to use or potentially could use and the list of ewes. It is just the 16-digit ID. You don't need any headers. You don't need any dashes in the IDs, just that 16-digit ID as they exist in sheep genetics. And we often see that, for example, there might be an issue and what you've put in your ram list as a 16-digit ID in sheep genetics, they may actually be listed as female. Obviously, that won't work if you're trying to mate females to females in mate cell. The next really important piece is you do need to come to the mate cell program with an already very well-defined breeding objective. You need to know what traits you're trying to push in what direction and how quickly. And what I mean by this is you have the option to add additional pressure onto five unique traits. So it could be any traits that you're interested in. It could be welfare traits, production traits, that type of thing. You have the ability to put additional pressures, the ones that are more important to you. You do have to choose an index to build the mate cell program on. That's one of the first choices you actually make. It can be a standard industry index or it can be your own customized index, but it does have to be an index. What you also need to come with is good considerations of what is logistically happening on the farm. And what I mean by this is, how many paddocks do you have available? Are you going to be able to have your rams all in one place? Are they spread out over different paddocks, different timing? Are you using a different cohort of rams for your maidens compared to your mixed age? Or even something as simply as, if you're doing an ET or an AI program, how many doses do you have available? You can put all those types of considerations into the program to help make sure that the selections are going to be useful for you. And another really cool thing that MateCell will do is, at the end with your results, you're actually going to get a list of backup sires. So if for whatever reason you can't use that sire on the day of joining, you already got an example to back it up with. And having your logistics down pat and knowing as you go in to make this run what is going to happen on farm in terms of that really helps when it comes to providing that information for the backups as well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You mentioned that you have to select using an index. So why don't we do single trait selection? Why can't I just put in one trait? Why do I have to use an index?
Because MateCell is looking at improving the flock level genetic gain. So it's looking to increase the average of your flock for your breeding objective as a flock, not just individuals. I call them unicorn animals. That's where sometimes people get confused why MateCell won't join their best rams to their best ewes. And it's because it's trying to lift that overall flock level profile, not just make 5 or 10 fantastic animals. And a lot of this comes down to why you have to use an index and you can't do single trait selection. Indexes are created to have a suite of traits included and considered in them. They could have, you know, quite a lot of traits included, and it's trying to level out those different pressures and how much you're pushing those traits. If you were to build a MateCell run on a single trait, that is the only trait that is going to be considered important to MateCell. It is going to look for that one trait and that one trait only. Even if you put pressure on other traits when you're doing it, so say you choose clean fleece weight, for example, as your only single trait selection on MateCell, you can very detrimentally impact other traits through correlation. So great examples, fiber diameter, wrinkle, that type of thing. By having an index, it sort of buffers out those negative changes because they're already considered in the index, allowing you to put additional pressure on the direction you want to go for your breeding objective for clean fleece weight, and only having to monitor those other traits a little bit because the index will buffer it out, if that makes sense.
Yeah, perfect sense. So we're using essentially the index as the main selection tool because it's already a balanced breeding objective, and then we provide additional pressure on specific traits to our own personal breeding objectives.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when we're doing a mate cell run, what are the things that we need to be aware of?
There are a couple of different, like I like to call them quirks or oddities when it comes to using a mate cell run. And the reason for these is because it is a software. It's not a human doing these calculations. You really do need to tell MateCell exactly what you want, or otherwise it's going to make assumptions. It's very good at making assumptions when needed to be. But if you weren't meaning for that to happen, it can be very confusing when you get the results. A classic example is making sure that the minimum and maximum use that you've put for your rams actually matches the number of ewes or matings that you want. So, for example, you can individually specify how many ewes each ram gets, or you can sort of do an overarching example of, okay, each ram can have between 50 and 70. If you don't have enough ewes, or if you have asked for less matings or more matings than those rams can provide, you're going to get some very funky results because MateCell physically can't create the number of matings you're looking for. Another classic example is you've turned on too many traits. We do have a hard stop at 5 traits for computing reasons. If you've turned on, you know, a 6th trait to put pressure on, it's just going to automatically fail. When it comes to putting in your logistics, and we've spoken a little bit about that, being able to mimic what's happening on farm in the software, making sure that you really properly define them. As I mentioned before, you can have multiple lists for rams and ewes, and we call that grouping. When you do grouping in MateCell, there are a couple of different extra steps to get the outcome that you're going to need. And one of those is, as soon as you turn on grouping, as soon as you have more than one trait, it defaults the number of ewes per list to 30. So even if you've specified, I want 800 matings, you're going to get 60. because you haven't done those extra parameters. So it's good to keep an eye on those and just refresh yourself with the resources available before you do a mate cell run to make sure that you remember those little quirks. Another one to be aware of is you get in, the results you get is a direct reflection of what is going into the system. So what you put in is what you get out, essentially. And when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about data quality. Because we're drawing automatically from that sheep genetic system, what is informing your ASBVs is informing your mate cell runs. So if you've got gaps in your pedigree, your inbreeding calculation in mate cell is going to be a little skew-iff. If you have low data quality or you're trying to push a trait you actually haven't measured for in a while, the results you're going to get from mate cell is directly reflecting the data quality that you've got in that analysis. So if you're really interested in using mate cell, the first thing I talk to people about is what's your data quality like? How many years of pedigree do we have backing up this system? Have you measured the traits you're wanting to push? Are you planning on measuring those traits in the future? And making sure that they've got all the information they're going to need to inform mate cell, because it's your selection decision. It's what's going to catapult your flock for your genetic gain for the next, you know, 3, 5, 7 years. Making sure it's built on good information is a really fundamental piece of mate cell.
Yeah, absolutely would be. In terms of timing, if I, you know, I'm joining tomorrow and I've thought, gosh, I should use mate cell, can I run off and use it now, or does it take a long time to run?
The runs themselves don't take too long depending on how many animals you have, but it sort of goes back to how much information in the system do we have. I would caution someone who has submitted for the first time to sheep genetics to use mate cell because they just don't have that depth that we need of information. If they've submitted, you know, 5 or 10 years worth of back pedigree and information, maybe, but I'd still caution them until their ASBVs have settled a little bit. When you first submit, as a lot of our breeders will remember, it does jump around until we get a good breadth of information. But also, if you're going to use mate cell for the first time, I don't recommend learning how to use mate cell 2 weeks before you make a joining decision. You do need time to familiarize yourself with the program, have some practice runs, see what you can break, see what you can do, see what results you get. A classic is I have quite a few times had people call me while they're in the yard with the rams and the ewes going, I can't get my mate cell to work. Please do not wait to do your mate cell the morning of or the night before. Try and do it a week in advance at least, because the first mate cell run that you do should not be your final answer. You should be playing with it and pushing with it and trying out different scenarios to try and get the best result and make the most progress that you can. And that doesn't come from your first go.
Yeah. And as you alluded to, you obviously need the data to be in there backing up these breeding values. So make sure all of that data is submitted nice and early and in the system ready to go for your mate cell run.
Absolutely. And even if you know you've submitted data, make sure that it's been published and those results are on the website. Mate cell results use the most current run. So if it hasn't been published yet and you're expecting, you know, you've put in a bunch of fleece weights or you've put in a bunch of muscle scans or something, they're not going to be informing them unless the results are finished.
So mate cell sounds like an amazing tool, but what do you do to get the most out of your run or the biggest bang for your buck?
One of the beautiful things about mate cell is you have your own login, you have your own account, and you can actually see all your previous runs as well. They don't disappear unless you ask us to clear them. So what I found really interesting with people who have been using mate cell for a long time is you can actually track progress because you've got all those output files plus your genetic trends, so you can see how well mate cell has predicted how those progeny are going to perform and what traits you were putting pressure on when and what those outcomes were. So it's a great way to track your progress against your breeding objective and see, are you making genetic gains in the areas you want to with these matings? Do you need to maybe apply more pressure or less pressure or add a trait, which I think is really cool. Another aspect of mate cell is when you're putting pressure on traits, and I think this is a very underutilized part of mate cell, is you have the option of what we call a control type. So for each individual trait, you can obviously select what direction you want it to go, increase mean, decrease mean, that type of thing. But there's some more sophisticated control measures as well that can suit certain traits really well. So there's one called bimodality, for example, which means that you're trying to target two distinct normal curves. So you've got sort of two lines. And a great example of this is birth weight or fat. They're obviously optimal traits. You're wanting to sort of meet a happy medium depending on where you currently sit and where you want to go. So you can really target that and your clients might as well. Another example is set a maximum or a minimum value. So for example, something like wrinkle or something like wet, where you've got a very strong example of for my environment, I need this level of ASPV for those two traits for it to produce phenotypically what I need it to be. You can actually say, mate cell, please don't create any matings above or below this. So for example, mate cell, please don't create any matings with a WEC value that is higher than negative 20. My environment needs negative 20 or like less for them to be less resistant to worms. That's a really cool one and very underutilized, I think. A lot of people just sort of do the increase or the decrease mean. One of my most favorite pieces of information when we're doing a training is we do have what we call a mate cell output reader. Now, it's sort of a web page that was developed by our very own Peter Bradley, and it uses the Excel that you get as a result. So in this Excel from mate cell, every run you get, you can download what we call this Excel report, and it has a list of the RAM, the U, and then sort of a mid-parent breeding value of what we expect the progeny from that mating that mate cell's chosen to look like. You're going to upload this Excel. I'm a very visual person. Excel doesn't really do it for me. I like to see graphs of what's happening. Upload that Excel to this web page, and you're going to get a lot of really cool visual information about that mating. So, for example, you can sort of see the distribution of progeny for different traits. You can choose any trait. Have a look at it, go, okay, well, I actually want to push my muscle a little bit further because the average of this progeny isn't as high as I thought it could be. Or even something as simple as there's a lot of variation, there's a big distribution, I can see that because there's this really nice, pretty graph in front of me. What can I do to fix that? What is also really cool about this output tool is it actually goes by the size chosen as well. So you can see how each progeny from each of the size chosen have performed and what that progeny average for a size is going to be. And I find this really helpful, especially if you're doing what we call a selection run, which is where you have an excess of rams or an excess of ewes, and you're allowing mate cell to sort of choose some and not choose others and allocate them as well. Is you can see how each size performed for your main objective traits and also any other trait. So you're all looking at your main five, but maybe haven't considered WEC. You pop in WEC and you can actually say, oh, three out of my five sides that mate cells chosen actually aren't that good for WEC. Maybe I need to put more pressure on that. And I find it really good when you're fiddling between runs and you're pushing different things and you're trying different things. It's a really good visual way to compare because you can see the differences graphically, which is a little bit more easier than scrolling through an Excel sheet.
You just mentioned that a scenario called selection in Matecell. What does selection mean in Matecell?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got what we call a selection run or an allocation run. Now, a selection run is where you have multiple rams, more than you need, or more than you need to use. So you've got an excess. This allows Matecell to try all the different scenarios and actually choose out of that list and not use them. And what that means is you can push your genetic gain further because you're not having to use all of that genetics, only the ones that suit your breeding objective. It's more commonly done in the ewes than the rams because you often have a very set ram list. But what you can do it for example, is if you're trying to bring new genetics in, you can trial before you buy for new genetics, maybe go and have a look at a sale you're thinking of attending, pop in the ones you're thinking of using and seeing how they perform. But it is sort of the best way to use mate cells where you do have an excess of both sexes and really push that genetic gain and see what they can do. The other one is called allocation, and that's where you simply have a list of rams, a list of ewes, all of them have to be used, and mate cell just chooses which one goes to which based on your parameters.
Okay, so that would really limit sort of the, I guess, pressure that mate cell can put either on genetic gain or on co-ancestry.
Yeah, absolutely, because you've already got that set list. You can't really do much more than those genetics provide. There's no way to sort of choose the, like, identify the ones that aren't meeting your breeding objective.
You've obviously been working with Matecell for a number of years now. What's your favourite way to use Matecell?
I've seen some really cool examples of people using Matecell outside of its, you know, selection decisions. And that's why I think it is a tool for all round use. I quickly mentioned the example of using a sale, but one breeder that I was working with actually took a semen catalogue, no interested in doing an AI program, took a semen catalogue, put it into mate cell with their existing homebred rams that they'll think of using, did it across their maiden ewes, and did a run, and just comparing the amount of genetic gain that they made for quite hard to measure traits this breeding objective was built on, was fantastic. You could just see how much genetically superior that line was going to be by being able to play around and fiddle around and actually choose the semen size with examples of how their progeny were going to look, not just based on the semen size ASPVs themselves. So that was a really cool example. Another one that I've seen is utilizing groups to really drive their genetic gain. So the classic example is maidens and mixed stage ewes and what rams to put over which. But I've also seen examples where they had quite a diverse client range. They were really sort of catering to a good variety of what people were wanting for their rams. They actually split their ewe groups up into sort of like a high fat and a low fat line. As we know, fat is an optimal trait. Some people want more fat, some people want less fat based on their own breeding objectives. And this breeder really identified that within their clients. So they did two separate groups for their ewes, each of them with a slightly different fat objective. And they were able to come up with some good lines of animals that were going to suit their clients' needs before they were even born. They could sort of preempt that and really give their clients a good example of what could be coming for them to keep an eye out of. But I just thought that was a great idea for their own personal, but also that relationship with their clients.
Yeah, it's really amazing that you can sort of, I guess, estimate the progeny before they've even been conceived, just and you get a relatively good estimate of that.
Exactly. And if you wanted to take that further, so that's sort of like a joining decision, a selection decision, but also like on the ram side, a selection decision, you can also then use that for ewes. You can pop in your maiden ewes, and if you're trying to make decisions around which ones to keep, maybe time's getting a bit drier, a bit tougher, you're not going to have as much flexibility. You don't want to be producing progeny that you know aren't going to meet your breeding objective. So having really tight parameters and really honing in on your ewes being the next, you know, generation going through, you can make some really quick gain there. And I've seen that work. And they're, you know, doing them as the ewes are coming in with more information, as they're making those selection decisions on those maidens rather than at joining time. So they can get rid of the ones that aren't going to suit their flock's needs.
Yeah, it's an amazing tool. To sort of wrap up, Chloe, you've been working for Sheep Genetics now for 3.5 years. what is the best thing about working for Sheep Genetics?
Well, as you very kindly mentioned in the intro, it is no secret that MateCell is one of my favourite parts of this job. I actually was introduced to MateCell back at university. And as soon as I joined in October of 2021, and I think we had a MateCell training in November. So less than a month into my role, and I was already attending trainings and ended up running them towards the end of that year. It really has just been a highlight for me. If you've ever been in the sheep genetics office, anytime anyone mentions MateCell, I'm like a little meerkat peering my head around the corner. I just think it's such a fantastic tool, and I'm not ashamed to say that. But outside of MateCell specifically, I have really enjoyed working with the clients and the breeders. Whether it's in person or on the phone, you really do tend to form a relationship with them, and just getting to see their progress one-on-one over the years. 3 years doesn't sound like a lot of time, especially as we know genetics can be a little bit slow going, but it is cumulative, and seeing where flocks were, whether they were new flocks or well-established flocks back when I started, and just how much progress they've made in the last 3 years with their data quality or towards their breeding objective. Some of them have even changed breeding objectives now because they reached that goal and are on to bigger, better things. It's just been really awesome to watch and monitor that progress with them and work with them on that and try and push and continuously learning. There's a lot of breeders out there that have such a thirst for knowledge and they just want to know what's happening all the time, and being able to provide some of that information in a relatively complex environment that is genetics has just been really rewarding. And so I thank everyone for allowing me to be part of that journey for the last 3.5 years.
Yeah, amazing. I've been in the Sheep Genetics team now for 2 years, and it's been an absolute pleasure and delight to work alongside you for those 2 years, Chloe. I'd like to absolutely thank you for being such a lovely, bubbly person in the office and always happy to help out. On behalf of the Sheep Genetics team and also all of our breeders, we'd like to thank you for your 3.5 years in Sheep Genetics, and we hope to see you out in industry in the future.
Oh, thanks, Kate. It has been an absolute pleasure, and it is like a mini family in here, so it's definitely bittersweet leaving, but definitely won't be able to keep me out of the sheep industry. I am a sheep nerd, so I will more than likely be seeing a lot of you around the ground.
Thanks for being on the podcast today, Chloe. It's always wonderful to hear about MateCell and your absolute passion for MateCell.